This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Fort Wayne-based Don Wood Foundation is launching an initiative to accelerate interest in careers in advanced manufacturing in Northeast Indiana, particularly among students. Ignite Advanced Manufacturing is an awareness and coalition-building campaign the foundation says aims to address a growing need for skilled workers in advanced manufacturing. Foundation President and CEO Laura Macknick said the campaign will be used to bring multiple partners together.
There's all of these opportunities to connect students to manufacturing educational and awareness building opportunities. The challenge is that there's no organization coalescing those efforts. And so the Don Wood Foundation really seeks to be a very quiet role in the campaign. It's all about Ignite Advanced Manufacturing.
The foundation says the number of jobs in the sector is expected to grow to nearly 31,500 by 2028. However, only 460 students in Allen County were enrolled in advanced manufacturing courses during the 2022-23 academic year. A Fort Wayne-based commercial real estate development firm is planning a 7,500-seat soccer complex on the city's west side. BND Commercial LLC has filed a rezoning petition for the complex, which would sit on 32 acres near I-69 and Bass Road. According to the petition, BND is seeking for the land to be rezoned as general commercial for use as an athletic field. It is currently zoned for business, technology, and industrial use. Political candidates in Indiana can use campaign contributions to pay for childcare expenses incurred while campaigning or in office, according to Hoosier election officials. Indiana's the 31st state to make that determination. A recent advisory opinion came in response to a request from two state lawmakers seeking clarification on campaign finance laws. Indiana's campaign finance laws generally bar candidates and their campaigns from spending contributions for primarily personal purposes, but do say candidates can use funds to defray any expense reasonably related to campaigning or service in elected office. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Craft beer, once the dynamic upstart of Central Indiana's food and beverage scene, is no longer a growth industry. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
Slumping demand and increasing popularity of other types of drinks have nudged craft beer into mature market status 15 years after Sun King Brewing Company opened as the first full-scale production brewery in Indianapolis in six decades. Although flavorful India pale ales and sours aren't in danger of disappearing from the beverage landscape, the styles aren't spiking in popularity. Craft beer's 13% market share in the United States in 2022 was identical to its 13% market share in 2018, according to the Brewers Association. Since the beginning of December, McCordsville-based Scarlet Lane Brewing Company has closed three of its five locations in central Indiana, and three Indianapolis bars specializing in craft beer, including Hopcat and Broad Ripple, have also closed. Throughout Indiana, the number of breweries is stagnant. According to the Brewers Association, 197 Indiana companies in 2022 represented a dip of six breweries from 203 in 2021. The number was 192 in 2019 and 195 in 2020. Sun King co-founder Dave Colt said members of Generation Z drink less beer than older demographics do, and he cited California sober lifestyles, in which alcohol takes a back seat to other substances, as cutting into the craft beer market. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana's revenue collections fell short of projections in February. The Indiana State Budget Agency said Friday that general fund revenues last month totaled $1.1 billion, which was 3.7% lower than the December 2023 forecast, and 9.1% lower than the same month last year. The numbers followed two consecutive months where revenue totals beat state estimates. The agency attributed the results to lower-than-expected collections from sales tax and individual income tax, which outweighed higher-than-expected collections from interest. Sales tax collections totaled nearly $780 million last month, which was $45.6 million below projections and $32.5 million below February 2023. The Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Franciscan Health Rensselaer is assuming the same role at the health system's campus 70 miles south. Carlos Vasquez was named to the same positions at Franciscan Health Crawfordsville. The health system said he will continue to hold his position in Rensselaer, a role he has held for more than 8 years. From high school state tournaments to the ongoing Horizon League men's and women's basketball championships, basketball fever is underway in Indiana, and more hype is coming. Arguably, the biggest hype is for the WNBA draft on April 15th, where many expect the Indiana Fever to draft Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark with the number one overall draft pick. Since Clark announced she was turning pro, home ticket prices for the Fever jumped more than 300%, and traffic to the team's website spiked 180%. Dan Hassler, former Indiana Commerce Secretary and Eli Lilly and Company executive, is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, radio on demand.